This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from Louisiana's Statehouse. I'm Amy Jeffries. At the conclusion of nearly 5 hours of emotional testimony, Senate Health and Welfare Committee Chairman David Heitmeier read the names of those weighing in on Senator Ben Nevers' bill. The proposal would have put a constitutional amendment to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act before voters in Louisiana.
You have a lot of support here, Senator Nevers.
But Nevers didn't have the support of the committee. His bill was stopped on a 6-2 vote that fell along party lines. Marlene Wilkerson, who struggles to manage her MS without insurance, was among those who had voiced support.
With access to health insurance, I could focus on finishing my degree and getting a full-time job. I don't want to be a burden.
Proponents say adding as many as 240,000 Louisianians to the Medicaid rolls would be a net benefit for the state. With the coverage, they'd be more likely to get preventive care and avoid costly ER visits. Opponents like DHH Secretary Kathy Kleber disagree.
Giving an individual a Medicaid card does not mean it will be used, nor does it mean that health outcomes will improve.
Nevers choked up as he made his final remarks on his failed attempt to help the working poor get health care.
I did my best. But you know, sometimes your best is not good enough.
The senator says he will try again with the substitute bill, asking DHH to pilot America Next, an alternative to Obamacare that Governor Jindal unveiled during a recent trip to Washington. With Capital Access, I'm Amy Jeffries.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations and Strategic Planning, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.